by Sebastian, Like It Like That. You're listening to Charlie Delaney and Chris Page. Our guest tonight is Mr. John Aiken, a psychologist and relationship expert. You may have seen him on Perry Ann, The Today Show, and he also runs a private practice in Sydney. His website, if you'd like to check it out, www.johnaiken.com.au. But he's dishing out the advice for free tonight. If you'd like to give us a call on 13 10 60, plenty of calls coming in. We're getting to as many as we can. We apologise if we don't get to everyone. Now, Stacey's called in. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, how you going?
Great. You're on the air with John Aiken.
Hi, John. My question is, I've got a boyfriend that I've been going out with for 6 months, and he and I are getting along really well. Our relationship's really good, but the one thing that I'm finding an obstacle personally is the fact that I'm a very social person and he's the opposite, and it's a lot to do with his confidence in himself. And if we go to a function or a party or something, he won't socialise with anybody. Somebody has to come up and talk to him for him to then talk to somebody, and I just feel really uncomfortable because it's like I feel like I have to babysit him when I go along to a party instead of getting to enjoy myself and going and socialising. I can't leave him by himself because I feel like he's bored or he doesn't get to talk to anybody. And it's in my line of work, there's a lot of dinners and social events, and I'm just worried that this is going to become a huge issue in the future.
Well, yeah, you should be worried. I mean, big question here I've got is, do you think he can change or indeed improve in that area?
I think he can. This issue in his confidence and his social skills has affected him from getting his dream job, which he wants to be a fireman, and it's affected him getting that job. So I think through that, I can get him to work on his confidence and that sort of thing.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
I don't know. I'd like to think not, because in every other way we are good together, and he's really good to me, and I'm enjoying the relationship. But it concerns me that, because I feel like I can't do anything to help him overcome it. Does
sure.
that make sense?
Well, look, I think at the end of the day, you don't want to be setting out early on in the relationship to try and change or model your partner to be a certain way. It sounds like he's not as sociable as you, and that could be a little gift to his. And, you know, at the end of the day, you probably need to look at it and say, all right, if I observe over the next few months, see how I'm feeling towards him, see if he is able to work in with some of the social events and occasions you've got, and if not, then you're probably going to find you're going to start feeling more distant towards him, and then you're going to need to act.
He does really, he does try. He makes an effort. And I can tell that he's way out of his comfort zone.
Sure.
And I appreciate that he does that for me, because I know that it's hard for him.
The other thing I'd say to you, Stacey, just to interrupt you, is beware that you could end up kind of being his babysitter, being his mother, and trying to sort of nurture him along, and you don't want to play that role with your partner.
Just really over the top, and she just likes to control everything, and she didn't teach her kids to be as independent. Like, she does everything for them. She's just been a housewife.
Ding, 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 there's your answer.
Yeah, and that frustrates me, because I said to him, I said, I don't want to be your mother. I don't want to be there to, you know, but he wants to learn to do the stuff in the house and
so
all that.
So you have to step back.
Yeah.
As Charlie said, you know, you don't want to be playing that role and repeating it, but at the same time, let him step up, let him be different, but be aware that if your feelings aren't warm towards him as the next few months go along, then it's probably telling you something.
All right, thanks very much for the call, Stacey. Jeff's called in as well on 13 10 60. G'day, Jeff.
How are you, mate?
Good. You're on the air with John.
Just a very quick background. I mean, I've been engaged for 2 months now. Now, me and my fiancée have done all the hard yards to save up to rent a house and buy all the stuff for the house. I then found out that I've got a debt from 5 years ago that I haven't been paid, which is only a small amount, but every house we apply for is getting knocked back because of my credit rating.
Right.
Now, if I move out, her parents have offered me to come into her place for a couple of months, but I like my space. And if I go in there, my space is completely thingy, but how do I be honest with her? Like, how honest can I be without offending her and her family when I don't have many other options bar them? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Well, look, you're at a point where you're engaged.
Yes.
So this is the one for you, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes. I do believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you now have to be as totally honest as you can be. You know, this person you're going to live the rest of your days with, this is a short period of time where you may need to either compromise or need to stand your ground, but sitting down and talking openly and honestly about this with the woman who you're going to spend the rest of your life with is very important.
Yeah, that's just the hard part, because their family's trying to help.
Sure.
But my family ain't really helping. And I know that, like, we've got the money to do it, and this is the frustrating part, and the debt's only a couple of $1,000.
Yeah, but it's enough,
it's a matter of clearing it.
Yeah, you just get knocked back there.
If I were you, I would actually move into the house, because living in close quarters like that is what marriage is like anyway. So